What's going on, everybody?
I'm back. It's been a long time. And every single time I record one of these videos, it seems like I'm always saying I'm sorry I haven't posted in a while. But I am. I am. Well, Nick, you know, if you're sorry about posting, you know, every, 10 years, why don't you post more often? I'm just really busy, and my life has been kind of, like, slow lately. You know, so I don't really have too much to like, vent about or talk about. But I got something today. I got something to take. All right, so this has been going on for fucking ever. Like, I'm talking, like, years, all right? Now, I had recently moved out. Not recently moved out. Well, yeah, I recently moved out of my house and moved back in with some family. And now we got, like, one driveway, right? So we got one driveway, but the driveway is only a one-car driveway. You could squeeze two cars in there if you really try, but you got to go in the grass. And it's just unconventional. It's just not, it's not the way this fucking area is designed, okay? So, you know, most people, one family member or a friend or whoever the fuck is living with them, parks in the driveway, and one person, two people, 10 people, whatever, park in the street. Now, in front of the street, we don't got designated, like, technically don't have designated parking spots. This isn't a condominium. This isn't an apartment complex. This is just a regular house on a regular block filled with a bunch of fucking crazy people, okay? So, but everybody pretty much keeps to themselves. You know, you park in front of your house, I park in front of my house. Done deal, right? Not that complicated, okay? Wrong. These fucktards next door, right? Now, for years, they have one of the biggest, the biggest driveway in my entire block. They can fit four fucking cars in their goddamn driveway. Four. But these assholes park one to two cars in their driveway, and they have five. So guess where the rest of those five fucking cars go? Oh yeah, you guessed it, in the street. And guess what? They got enough room in front of their fucking house between their side yard to their driveway to their front yard. They can fit, at least four cars right there. Okay, but we're not even touching anybody's fucking houses. But for some goddamn, godforsaken, God bless America reason, they keep parking in front of my fucking house. My fucking house. In my spot, let alone everybody else's spot, my spot. Okay, my fucking spot. They park in front of my fucking spot every fucking day that they can. I swear to God, they wait. They watch. They just fucking sit at their window and they're like, all right, he's leaving. He's leaving. All right, go, 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 go. And they just fucking run out, move their car, put it in my spot. Fucking, and you think I'm exaggerating. I'm not. Because listen to this. I got home today, right? I left for 10 fucking minutes. Not even. I went two blocks away to pick up something. Okay? Not drugs. I was not picking up drugs. I was picking up scratch-off tickets at the 7-Eleven at the block. Dirty-minded fools. So anyways, I come back. And guess what? Guess what? In my spot. They're in my spot. Okay? Now, I wish this was like a video I could show you what I mean by in my fucking spot. But in my fucking spot. Okay? Literally the exact place my car was parked when I moved 10 fucking minutes prior. Okay? And guess what? They had one car in the driveway. One car in the fucking driveway and nobody in front of their house. They had the entire, how many yards would that be? Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to exaggerate. I'm not good with numbers. I'm going to go with like 500 yards of parking space. Okay? And they parked in front of my fucking house across the street. In front of nose to nose with the truck of the person who also lives at my house. So if I wanted to park behind them, okay, which I couldn't because there was another fucking car there, which was my neighbor's, because they literally parked to my neighbor's fucking house and then parked in between my neighbor's house and the big-ass fucking truck that my family member has, okay? Leaving me no fucking spots. No fucking spots. None. Okay? And the best thing is, they don't even fucking live there. It was the guy's fucking girlfriend. She does this all the fucking time. The dad does it. The son does it. You know, actually, his wife is fucking amazing. She doesn't fuck. She stays in her fucking lane, all right? She stays in her fucking lane and minds her business. Her dad, her brother, his brother, whatever. All the kids and their fucking girlfriends park in front of my fucking house instead of their fucking house. So you know what I did the other day? I parked in front of their fucking house. And then everyone gave me shit. They were like, why are you parking in front of their house? Why are you parking in front of the house? And I'm like, yo, do I gotta drag you by your fucking hair and show you that their car is in front of my house, in my spot? Whew. Like, I'm about to get petty with this shit. Like, I'm like 3 seconds away from getting petty to the point where I'm gonna start leaving sticky notes. Actually, Wait a second. Let's reverse real quick. I already did that. I left sticky notes on their fucking car saying, get the fuck out of my spot. More politely than that. But seriously, I left the fucking sticky note on the car saying, please don't park here anymore. Go park in your own fucking, like, you know, your house. Okay? And that's what they did. They fucking ignored it. They ignored the fucking sticky note, took it off, left it on the ground, and drove off. Like it didn't matter. So now I'm gonna start getting real petty. Like, I'm talking like slashing tires. No, not even better. I'm gonna take a shit on their car. Ah. Yeah, that's fucking good. Ah, just imagine that. You come outside, there's just a giant human turd on your fucking car. And you know it's a human turd, okay? Like, you know, a giant human log just, like, sitting there. Or a big-ass fucking dog, but still. Definitely human. You walk out there, like, what are you gonna think? There's literally a piece of shit on your car. Like, you think a bird flew over and dropped this giant fucking turd in your car? No, bitch. It's me, motherfuckers. Me. Stop parking in my fucking spots. Whew. All right. I'd say that was a solid 6 minutes of good, happy ranting. I hope you all enjoyed that. Okay, this is all true stories, by the way. It's one of the reasons why I love my channel so much, because I don't talk shit. I don't lie. I tell you what is going on, and that is fucking happening. I may not, I don't want to say I'm going to shit in the car. That's incriminating myself, but, you know, fuck it, don't tempt me, all right? But I'll keep you all updated. Have a great fucking weekend. Have a great week if I don't fucking, you know, post like I normally don't. But, yeah. All right, I love you guys. Bye.